107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's Greatest Hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. We've got the MS Walk that's happening at the end of May. We're going to get all the details this morning. Shelby Elliott joins us on the phone lines with the MS Walk Stratford Perth. Good morning, Shelby.
Good morning.
It is good to have you here. So we know it's coming up, but when exactly is the MS Walk? When's it slated for?
So the MS Walk is the last Sunday in May, which is May 29th. And it is going to be running at 1 p.m. this year.
All right, sounds good. So again, this is such a big event for MS Awareness Month, which is also in May, and of course for the MS Walk locally. Where's the walk taking place? It's a new location this year?
Yeah, so it's an in-person walk this year, which we're very excited for. It's been a couple of years since we've been able to have it. And like you said, it is at a new location this year. So it's going to be at the Gallery Stratford. And we are going to all meet there, and then we're going to go walk around the river like we normally would, and then we are all going to meet back at the Gallery Stratford as well.
Sounds good. So the check-in time will start at about noon, and then the walk gets underway at 1 p.m. So a little later in the day, but it's going to be a very special day for Sunday, May 29th with the MS Walk in Stratford. So how can people register? I imagine registration's open now, but what's the best way, or how can people register?
You were correct on that. Most people go online to the MS Society, and you can either choose to join a team that's already existing, or of course join your own team and make bring all your people in, and you can make it a thing. Now, mind you, there are other options as well as volunteering for the event. So there's a bunch of different ways that you can get involved for the event that day.
And I'm going to be emceeing the event as well, as I've done in the past, and certainly looking forward to it. So there's other ways that people can support the walk, especially including volunteering.
Yeah, so we always need volunteers to run the event. I mean, there's a lot of people that get involved, so it's always good to have extra people there. There's other ways you can get involved as well. Businesses, some local businesses will do profit shares from something maybe that they're selling for that month of May. And then there's other things like, you know, just getting involved with somebody who's on a team and asking how you can help them.
All right. It's the Stratford Perth MS Walk again for Sunday, May 29th. We're chatting with Shelby Elliott. And Shelby, what's your connection to the walk or to the MS Society?
So my connection is that I've been diagnosed with multiple sclerosis for 4 years. And I have only actually participated in one in-person event just because of the pandemic. So we are looking forward to seeing everybody's beautiful faces back together.
Oh, absolutely. And Shelby, you're going to be part of the upcoming MS Walk in Stratford?
I am, yes. I have a team registered, and I do believe that I am going to be speaking at this year's event as well.
Oh, awesome. That's great. So yeah, get yourself a team together. Help out, because this is a great cause. And as we've mentioned, we haven't been able to do this as an in-person event for several years now, so we're so looking forward to this. Again, new location at Gallery Stratford. So Shelby, where do the proceeds from this walk go?
First and foremost, the goal is always to find a cure for multiple sclerosis. So obviously proceeds go to new research for new medications, new treatments for people. But there are things that stay local. If you're somebody living with MS in the area, you can reach out to the MS Society, and then they can kind of allocate things for you and help you get direction as to where you can proceed to get funds if you're needing that support. But yeah, I mean, a cure is the ultimate goal right now.
For sure. MSWalks.ca is the website for all the details. Shelby, is there anything else that we haven't covered with regards to the upcoming walk?
I don't believe so, but we're just so excited to see everybody out this year.
Oh, and Stratford and area always steps up to help with community events like this. So mark it down for Sunday, May 29th for the Stratford Perth MS Walk. And you can contact mswalks.ca is the website, or you can contact volunteer lead Lindsay at 519-589-0826. And of course, we'll share details on our Facebook page, Twitter, and website with mystratfordnow.com. Shelby Elliott. Shelby, pleasure chatting with you, and gosh, we'll see you out for the Stratford Perth MS Walk for Sunday, May 29th.
I look forward to it. Thank you very much.